get ready to listen to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio, your independent free speech media source.
Remember the motto of the English Foreign Legion. A camel is your fellow officer and does not respect your sexual advances.
Kids, Tom Baker here again. Do you like Hacker Voice Radio? Me too, especially that episode where they hacked the chameleon circuit on the Type 40 TARDIS. Oh, wait. That doesn't happen for another 12 years. Stay tuned, though. That's a spanker of an episode.
Hello!
Welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. You're joining us on the 24th of April 2006. It's just me and Planet in the show now.
Hello.
Everyone else has ditched us.
We don't like him anyway.
No.
More music.
That was supposed to be the background music, but I couldn't get it any quieter than that. Let's turn it up all the fucking way. So, ouchies. I've done myself in somehow, I don't know how.
You've done yourself a mischief.
I have, yes.
What have you been doing?
I can't work out what it is. Maybe I've slept funny or something like that. I can't work out what it is.
You got to stop going to that bondage club, mate.
Yeah, I think that might be it, mate. I think that might be it. But here's a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott, and I'm here with Jill, who uses Silit Bang, Grime and Lime. So, Jill, what do you think?
Well, Barry, I use it all over the house. It's great on lime scale. My sink sparkles. The kids make such a mess in the bathroom, but it tackles soap scum, no problem.
And now for the tough test, my old favourite.
You love that one, Barry.
With this much power on the tough jobs, everyday cleaning is a doddle with Silit Bang, Grime and Lime. Give it a go. Bang, and the dirt is gone.
That was just a word from our sponsors.
Our dear friend, Barry Scott.
Don't you hate that soap scum?
Oh, it drives me at the wall.
The fucking soap scum.
And dirty pennies.
Dirty pennies.
I clean all of mine with Silit Bang.
I wonder if somebody actually does that. It's like a tub full of pennies. Gotta get the pennies clean, otherwise. Dirty, dirty pennies. Anyway.
There probably are people with ODD that haven't stopped cleaning pennies with Silit Bang since they saw it on the telly.
Oh, man, let's just hope they don't work in a bank.
Well, maybe it's a good thing.
Could you imagine if you had an obsession with cleaning pennies and you worked in a small change department in banks?
You'd be in penny cleaning heaven.
Yeah. You'd have a fucking heart attack.
I think you'd die from overexposure to Silit Bang.
Yeah. Brrr. Silit Bang. And the dirt is gone. Well, this is meant to be an actual radio station, so radio show, might I add.
Since when?
Oh, since, I don't know, 3 minutes ago.
Oh.
Ow. Pardon me. Yes, so... what do we have that's actually relevant now? Well, something that's kind of going on in the UK is a very new kind of spin or embankment that the government is actually carrying out. It's
It's all to do with protecting children online. It's basically a project that was set up to incorporate various other kind of outreach projects like websites, leaflets, I guess the police and various other things. It's a project called what's it now? Bastards. Things You Know, or another name for it is SEOP, which is I think it's like children something exploitation and online protection, which is a website dedicated for protecting children online and all this kind of stuff. Now, I guess I have a lot of positive stuff to say about it. You know, at least the government is doing something. It's a positive step in the right direction to get kind of children on board and for them to understand what the hell's going on and all this stuff online. Now, I don't know if it's a little bit too late. I also don't know how exactly they're trying to target this this whole thing, and will it actually be successful? I don't know if you took a look at this planet.
I haven't, mate. No.
Have you heard about it at all?
Not in the slightest.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd love to say that they could actually catch these paedophiles, but I have a feeling that they might slightly be biting too much off that they can chew, if you see what I mean. It does seem like they are approaching this in a good way. They're approaching it in a good way whereby they're describing what could happen to you, ways to protect yourself, and also, you know, various other kind of methods of, you know, you should tell your teacher, you should tell your parents, or whatever. However, I'm slightly disturbed by the imagery shown in these pictures. More so to the fact that they have a pyramid with an eye on top of it. And the background organization for this is called the Virtual Global Task Force, which is kind of like an umbrella organization over the SOCA, which is the Serious Organization Crime Agency. Now, I'm all for the, you know, capturing of paedophiles and you know, education of children. But when I see these symbols around that have been targeted at the younger kind of like 16 to 11 group age for children and teenagers, it just kind of, I don't know, it just makes me feel, you know, a bit sick when I see that image of, it's a quite a distinct Masonic symbol of an eye with a little pyramid at the bottom. I don't know, you know, it's the whole kind of Big Brother thing. It just sets off all kinds of alarm bells and the whole thing about them, you know, trying to track everything that's going on the internet. I mean, I'd really like to hear somebody else's views about this and just to kind of verify if I am going slightly crazy or not and etc. But it would be interesting to see somebody else's point of view on this. So yeah, you haven't actually seen any of this, have you?
No, I've not.
So you can't necessarily comment on that one, can you?
Not yet.
Never mind. So if you do have any kind of any kind of, what was I going to say, ideas or opinions about this, please let me know. Write in to radiohackervoice.co.uk. I'd like to hear your views on this. I'm not necessarily trying to, you know, like rip apart what they're doing. I fully support what they're doing. I just don't see any relevance to the imagery on their websites. If you go to the forums, there's a, I had a post on about it, and you'd be able to see a few of the pictures, etc. So yeah, let me know.
Do we get any mail whatsoever sent to radio@hackervoice.co.uk?
No. I was actually, at one point I thought the whole thing was broken, so I sent a few test emails to myself.
Yeah.
But it was working. Nobody actually emailed us in.
Oh.
I think they just can't be bothered to email us in.
We just have to start reading out the spam.
Yeah.
Get bigger penis now. Click here.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see what else we got.
So you sent out a newsletter update?
I did, yes. Did I? Yes, I did.
I assume it's you, because I don't know how to do it.
Yes, I did.
I don't remember doing it, so it must have been you.
And I also fucked it up a bit.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody noticed.
I didn't.
I made the date 10th of the... No, was it 10th of the 2nd, 2006? No, that doesn't work. That's in the future. Something... Whenever I sent that last news letter, I forgot to edit the date that it was meant to be published, and it had the same date. The old one was published, like, 4 months back or something. So, yeah, that's just a newsletter to let everybody know that everything's going ahead with the trip to Birmingham, and it's information on it. You can find out the exact information on our forums. I literally copied Hyper's post into it, and so yeah, check it out. I don't know, that story just captured my eyes. I can't. Baby's body forgotten in fridge. What the hell? The body of a stillborn baby, which was supposed to have been cremated 3 months ago, has been found in storage at a funeral parlor staff at Cooperative Funeral Care in Manor Park, East London, made the discovery during an initial audit. The body was wrapped in a sheet with the hospital's identification tag still attached. Wow. That's really fucked up.
Hmm. What the hell did they cremate or bury then? If there was any such thing.
Sorry, what the...
If they found this baby in a fridge, well, this stillborn corpse in a fridge at the funeral home, I assume it was sent there so it could either have a cremation or a burial.
Yeah.
So what the hell did they cremate or bury?
Yeah, good point, actually.
What'd they do, roast a chicken or something?
Oh, you can't laugh. Stop.
It is a bit bad.
No, it's not that. I can't laugh because it's bad. It's just my sides hurting.
You split your sides, sir.
Literally.
Just to delve even further into bad taste, one of the subheaders on the BBC story here, it says, extremely rare, and it goes on to have a quote from the funeral parlour where they say, this fact is an extremely rare occurrence and does not diminish its seriousness in any way. But as soon as I saw the subheading of extremely rare, I thought it was an eBay auction.
Oh, God. One baby.
Extremely
still
rare.
Fetus.
Frozen fetus. Baby.
Still fresh.
Oh. Dear.
Order now. Shipping free.
Buy it.
I wonder how many people would actually buy a fetus. Just to, like, I don't know. I wonder if you just, like, the following day after they found it, there's about, like, 3 eBay auctions going for the same thing.
Well, thankfully, I think they'd actually close the auction down.
You'd hope.
But I bet if you put something sick like that before they closed it down, some bastard would bid on it.
Yeah.
You know, some weirdo.
Like you.
Yeah.
Just put a bid in, just to make sure.
Ow.
It's really fucking
frozen
hurt.
Dead babies. You're still hurting yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate that. It's like, it's really hurting now. It's the worst time to hurt because you've got to sit down. You can't, like, stand up or anything. Looks like the Vatican, good news, may relax condom laws. The Vatican is preparing to publish a statement on the use of condoms by people who have AIDS. A senior Roman Catholic official has said Cardinal Xavier, was that? I don't know. Lozano Barragan told La Repubblica newspaper that Pope Benedict XVI said that the Vatican's Council for the Healthcare to Study the issue. Well, that sounds like bullshit to me. That just sounds like stalling time. Yes, we're going to study the issue. What does that mean? They're going to study condoms. Sexual education. Right.
What's that going to take, half an hour?
Well, I mean, once they start filling them up with water and throwing them at people and, and trying to put them on their heads.
Yeah, and blow them up.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, that's going to last at least another 2 years.
Be ages before they get bored of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Religion. Keep it away from me.
I mean, come on. Who's got the right to tell you not to wear a Johnny?
Your God.
Yeah. Ghostbusters.
Says here as well, the Vatican says abstinence is the best way to tackle HIV/AIDS. HIV/AIDS, rather. Yeah, it's worked really well so far, hasn't it, fellas? Probably about time you started thinking about the Johnnies.
Yeah.
You still got Ghostbusters?
Yeah, sorry.
You know. Come on, you must have an MP3 of it. Give us a bit of Ray Parker Jr.
Let's see. Ow.
Well, while you're looking for that, here's a story kindly given to us by Lucasaid, as always. Top man. Love your work. I think it's one you'll find interesting. A Muslim student must pay for visa checks. A Muslim student had to pay extra for security checks when applying for a visa to visit the United States, because his name was Mohammed. Mohammed Umar Halim Khan, and if you're listening, I apologise for the pronunciation, I'm sure I bollocks that up. He's age 22, and he was told by the US embassy officials that a lot of bad people shared his name. Ooh. The Manchester Metropolitan University student had to pay an extra £45 to have his fingerprints checked against a US terror suspect database. Any comments?
Well, I think it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, how many people are called Mohammed?
Quite a few.
For fucking racist bastards.
Well, yep, it's true. So they're picking people out because based on their name, and they're then charging them extra because they have to run security checks based on their own fears and unsubstantiated bloody suspicions.
That's fucking, I don't know.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
I think one of the big things you can take from this story is if your name's Mohammed, don't bother taking your tourist money to the United States. There's a lot of other countries out there that are very, very nice.
Yeah.
Why not visit Germany or the Isle of Wight or I don't know,
Iraq.
Anywhere. Visit somewhere where they're not crazy and want to charge you extra money just to check if you can come in or not.
Yeah.
It's absolute madness.
You really don't want to be going to a country where, you know, Muslim people are generally considered as terrorists. And obviously, this is another point, you know, when we were going to America, you know, I thought, well, this is going to be fun because I'm going to be wearing what potentially could look like a terrorist outfit. However, if a terrorist is actually going to enter the United States of America, do you think he'd be wearing a full camouflage, you know, survival jacket? I don't think so. But nevertheless, it just proves how much of bastards they are.
You got a lot of shit at customs, didn't you?
I did. They didn't like me too much.
No. They didn't want you in the States.
No.
Told you, wearing camo, it just sets up people's heads and they think he must be up to something bad, trying to blend in with shrubbery on a plane. That's just the kind of thing those Iraqis would do.
I mean, I'm probably the most fucking, like, visible person there. You know, if I was wearing, like, kind of normal camouflage, like a suit and a tie. And what, I'm just going to hide, like, behind a fucking fence or something in a camouflage. Oh, yeah, I'm hidden, just hugging a taxi.
Should actually go with a suit made out of old suitcases.
Yeah.
And then just curl up into a ball and try and look like a suitcase.
Yeah.
That's airport camouflage, my friend.
I don't know, man. It's just, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Charging someone because you have to run extra security checks. That's just so wrong on so many levels. I don't think it says in the story, but I hope he told him to piss off and changed his plans, but I don't think it says.
Cunts. I think every American citizen that enters the UK should be charged extra for, like, random security checks. Like, doesn't actually have to be a security check, but just to really piss them off. And, like, the more American you look, the more you have to pay. Like, if you've got, like, one of those, what is it, thingy?
10-gallon hats.
Yeah, and
cowboy boots.
And cowboy boots, and if you've got tartan. No, not tartan. Oh, God, what's it called?
That's not American.
No, I mean, what's that pattern they have? I don't know, not Burberry, but something along those lines, then you have to get charged, like, I don't know, £20 for every American thing that you're wearing.
Great big foam hand that says "We're number one" on it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, shit. That sets off all kinds of alarm bells.
There could be a gun in that, we don't know.
But we have to
check. We'll have to stop.
With an anal probe.
Oh. No luck on the MP3 yet.
Sadly not. I have to generate my own. There's a website I've stumbled upon. It's called 4chan.org. Fucking the biggest waste of time, but it's so addictive, and I don't know how to describe it. It's like full of these weird pictures that people post up and stuff. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'll post up one of the ones now in IRC just as a joke to see what people's reactions like. It is the most weirdest stuff ever, but there's actually some cool photographs in there as well, and flash mirror animations and etc.
Oh, good. What a lovely picture. And just for our listeners, it's a anime drawing of a anime kind of naked girl who's farting.
Yeah.
And I've actually drawn the fart. And it's brown gas coming out of her asshole.
That's cool. I like this one. This one's pretty cool.
You're as bad as Scoby, you are.
This one's really cool. I like that one.
Vroom, weird. Vroom.
It's like, but where's the pussy then, if that's the ignition? Weirdos. Anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, fucking Blue loves that shit, right? Anything else in the headlines?
Yep. unfortunately, I've not had time to read all of it, but just reading the blurb we've been given is scary enough. The Prime Minister has said that criminals will be made to go straight or will have to leave Britain as traditional policing methods have failed. Tony Blair accuses the opposing political parties and some of his own MPs of being out of touch with the general public opinion. In emails published in The Observer, Mr. Blair said he wanted to harry, hassle and hound organised criminals. The direct quote from him is, "I would generally harry, hassle and hound them until they give up or leave the country," Mr. Blair wrote. "I would make it a presumption that those who deal in drugs to young children should go to prison, and I would make breach of a drugs treatment order an arrestable offence." I'm really stumbling all over that.
Right.
Yep, mainly...
you saw that picture, didn't you?
Sorry?
You saw that picture, didn't you? That's why I stopped.
You and your fucking weird anime porn. Mad. The little comment that Lucas posted with the story is, where exactly are they meant to be sent? So if we're kicking people out of the UK because they're criminals, sounds like a good idea.
Australia.
You know, on the surface.
Oh, no, sorry? No. I was going to say Australia, but they did that before, didn't they?
Well, if being a criminal gets you exported to Australia, fuck me, I'm going out and robbing a bank. It's great down there, man. It's a fucking paradise. Yeah, what are we going to do? Set up a new penal colony? Let's try the moon!
Yeah.
Dump them up there with no bloody oxygen support, see how they get on. Still feel like being a paedophile? No! You can't go back to Earth.
I like.
Very strange story.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see if anything happens with it.
Mm.
Because a lot of the time there's a lot of noise about tougher stance on crime. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, and we're not standing for it anymore.
Yeah.
And then it just goes on day after day. People are still getting killed, and kids are still getting abducted, and all bad things generally continue to happen.
Sure.
So are they going to go through with this, and will it make a difference?
Who knows? It's true. I mean, where the hell are they going to send them? I mean, you can't just export your criminals to another country. Because, you know...
They won't take them.
Another country is another country.
Mm.
I mean... Seriously, what... What's, you know... Are you just going to dump them in, like, a rubbish field or something? And
I think they're going to try and flush them down the toilet, like yeah. dead pets.
Yeah.
And let it be somebody else's problem.
Yeah. Don't know. They tried that before and clogged up the toilet.
Silly boys.
Gosh. God, I didn't know this anime stuff was so fucking weird.
Are you still on the anime porn?
I told you, it's addictive. It's just,
God damn it.
I mean, like, take this picture as an example. I mean, there's seriously something wrong with these Japanese people, man.
It's probably not Japanese people who are even drawing it. Just people with a manga fetish from wherever.
I don't know, man. It's just...
Those are some big animated tits.
Look at the one that Twist posted. I like that. Did I mean it? Mean it?
Yeah, gosh, that's weird. This
is. I think I'm going to have to use that as my avatar. Because I'm just like that. Ah, bullshit. You bullshit bastard, you. Ow, fuck. See, that's... I can't do a radio show with... it under these conditions.
You're not bleeding or anything, are you?
No, but I'm just in a lot of pain.
Are there any sharp objects protruding from your side?
No, but I've had a look and I can't see any... I can't see any bruising or anything like that.
It just it's definitely like down that. Your side. It's not like around your kidneys or anything.
No, you know where, like, let's say the kind of midsection of your rib cage is on the right hand side.
Yeah.
And yeah. it just kind of extends downwards to towards your hip.
I'm feeling mine right now.
Yeah. And then just go up a bit where your nipple is and in
Ooh.
In a circular fashion.
I like it. Now tell me what you're wearing.
Chips.
Chips. Freaky. There's another story here as well. This one's posted by Lucasade. I actually saw a different link to it from boingboing.net. A very good website. Can't pimp it enough. Two stories. I don't actually have both of them in front of me. But the RIAA, those crazy lawsuit filing recording industry arseholes of America.
Yeah.
They tried to sue a little girl in court after they found out that they couldn't sue her parents.
Right.
I think she was 13 when she downloaded some tracks and they tried to drag her all through the courts. Thankfully, the judge told them to grow up and stop being so stupid.
News.
Mm. Now, the second story is that they tried also to take a family to court who don't own a computer.
Right. Yeah, I saw that today. It seemed very, like, okay, well, we're taking it to court, downloading, like, Shania Twain and all this bullshit, and they're like, well, we don't have a computer, but we only recently moved in.
Well, they've been there for a year.
Yeah. I don't know. What's up with that?
What's up with trying to take people to court for downloading who don't own a computer?
Yeah, seriously.
What's up with it is that their evidence is obviously flawed, and they're dragging these people all through the courts, causing them unnecessary expense and distress,
yeah.
and all kinds of bad things, when they are clearly innocent.
Sure.
They don't own a computer. They can't download anything, yeah. and they're still trying to drag them through the courts. They're so... bloody blinkered that their information must be correct. We are correct. We are God. We have all the good information. We will take you to court. You are the bad men.
Yeah.
And this kind of thing just keeps cropping up more and more with all of their stories. They're just going after anyone. They're totally using the shotgun approach. Actually, not even the shotgun approach. I'd probably say the carpet bombing approach of just let's sue anyone. They might have done it.
Maybe they got hacksawed and a computer suddenly turned up in their house, downloaded all the stuff, and then just left. You never know.
Could happen.
Sorry?
Could happen.
Yeah. I think that might be what was happening there. Because obviously if they didn't have a computer, and the RIA must be right, because obviously they wouldn't sue people that are innocent.
Oh, perish the thought.
There must have been an occasion where somebody ran into their house... And like with the laptop, I mean, you can download music with laptops, you know, nobody's secure.
So somebody broke in, used their phone line.
They should just make laptops and computers illegal. Really, you don't know what people could be doing.
Yes. I think it's gone too far. It's time we move back into the trees. Never any crime in the trees. I remember it.
Yeah, I think, you know, the internet age has had a good run. It's gone on far too long. I think it's just about time that people just got on with their fucking lives and stopped thinking that everybody could be free and all that crap. Because, it's not right.
It's not even decent.
No.
It just encourages all these hooligans to have a voice and a say about the society they live in. By heavens, I won't stand for it.
No.
Not on my watch, Johnny.
And, you know, the internet just lets all these foreigners into this country, you know? And they only bring disease and you know, violence and stuff and crime. That's why we should, you know, build walls around the United Kingdom.
Keep it as an island nation, yes.
One day they're going to fucking do that.
And on that day we will rise up and we will fight them.
Or just have a cup of tea.
Either's fine. Two sugars, please.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's going to be like this for a while.
Yeah.
It's typical generation gap. The people at the RIAA, they don't understand something such as the internet that's come along in such a short space of time and revolutionised a lot of stuff.
Sure.
They're very scared of it. They're very scared of their profits disappearing to zero. So instead of embracing it, researching it and finding out how they can use it to their advantage, they close their ears, their eyes, sadly not their mouths. They're using that to start all these bloody lawsuits.
Yeah.
Mm. And, they're just saying anything new is bad. We had it good the old way. We were making shitloads of money. Don't bring this new technology in. It won't work. It might fuck up our profits.
Yeah.
It's the same with tape. Same with videotape, audio tape. All those old technologies.
Yeah, this has been going on for such a long time. Mm. Really has.
And when this is established as the norm, there'll come along a new technology. And then the people who accept the internet and MP3s and file share and things like that is an okay way of doing business, they'll attack the new system and say, no, we've got it good with what we've got at the minute. Don't rock the boat. Don't start inventing new stuff. We don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Banish the new stuff. Be gone. Because we don't know what it is. And change scares us.
And if you do commit a crime, we'll send you somewhere else.
Yeah.
We'll send you to, I don't know, Mars. Wales.
I've only ever been to Wales once and I had a lovely time. So there.
Yes. Gay flamingos strike long-term relationship.
Good.
Regular listeners will know that we have an occasion, treated running regarded homosexuals in animals purely, of course, in the interest of informed scientific debate. We are obliged then to our old mate Rose Humphrey for alerting us to a pair of gay flamingos who have successfully raised three generations of adopted chicks at the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust Slimbridge site. Right. So apparently there's a couple of gay flamingos that have apparently kind of joined in holy matrimony, raised three generations of youngins, and apparently are still together. Shame there isn't any pictures of these flamingos. I guess, you know, the most, if you think about an animal, that's probably one of the most gayest animals. They're quite flamboyant and they do look rather feminine. And they're generally quite flamingo-ish in their own flamingoing way.
Gay flamingos?
Yes. Well, apparently they've, you know, raised and adopted kids and stuff. And
oh, good on.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought flamingos would be gay? Yeah. You'd never know it to look at them, would you?
The way they, you know, stand on one leg and
ponce around all pink. You don't want to wear that hat with those shoes.
No.
That's what the flamingos say. Actually, I was walking past a tuxedo and bride dress rental shop today. True story. And in the window, they actually had a pink tuxedo.
Right.
And shocking pink, really bright pink. Tuxedo jacket, trousers, light pink shirt, and all that jazz.
Right.
Now, what do you reckon? Do you reckon this is for those new gay confirmations that they're doing? Or do you reckon it's for, like, the ultimate practical joker who'd turn up on his wedding day dressed all in pink and say, "Darling, you'll never guess what I found out about myself this morning."
Yeah. What's that?
That he's gay.
Ah. Sorry, I thought you were talking about yourself then.
I know you are, but what am I?
Planet Lave.
But,
that backfired.
Yeah, this entire segment's kind of gone down the toilet now.
Yeah.
Just like my last piss, which I've just had.
Was it lovely?
Yeah, it's alright. Mm. Pink tuxedos. Would you wear one on your wedding day?
Only if that was the only thing I could do before somebody shot me. Not in any way, yes, I would. Opposite of course I... So, the answer is no.
No. You're still looking at that anime porn. You keep posting it.
This is a bit different.
I think I know him.
Do you?
No.
I hope not. Wait, which one? The guy or the blow-up doll?
Both. Who do you think took that picture? That's my house!
It's quite a nice house. Your curtains are so lovely. Tomorrow.
Should really post the IRC logs for people who are listening to this at a later date, and they can share in the horror that I'm feeling.
I'd get so many fucking complaints. It's really? Just a good thing they can't see.
It's for your own good, listeners, trust me.
Yes. Tomorrow is going to be Tech Tuesday. What do we have planned? Well, you ask. No, you don't. But anyway.
What do we got planned?
Well, we've got... Ionix wants to talk about a few things.
Cool.
Can't quite remember what it was. But it's something interesting. And Dark Nature wants to do a presentation on, I believe that it's something to do with Fishnet, but I might be wrong. So, don't miss out. I think it's going to be pretty cool. Oh, sorry, it's a presentation on footprinting. I was just reading back up on his email. It's not about Fishnet, it's about footprinting and what it is and, I guess, how to do it and what it generally means and how it plays an important part in your life. Hello. Oops. Just got a call in, but they put down.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just like those late night ITV game station things where they hang up.
What's this? It's a voicemail.
Oh. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Sounds like TC.
It's somebody called... I won't reveal the name because it might be somebody that might not want to.
Cool.
Hey.
Hi.
That's a voicemail.
Oh.
I'll call him.
Hello, hello, hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
How's it going, Twist?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Kind of shaky.
Why is that?
I don't know, I'm just nervous.
Sorry, well, you're nervous?
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Why do you have to be nervous?
I don't know. Anyway, what's up?
What's up? Well, not much. We're just discussing about various things. Just got an email from Mr. Six in reply to my newsletter.
Is that the first email you got for the Hacker Voice Radio account?
No. It's not the first ever email we got. It is the first ever email we got probably this month or these past few weeks. I don't know, people just don't generally tend to email us for whatever reason.
Yeah. I kind of get that, because some people don't message back to, like, news things, do they?
So, are you coming up to Birmingham with us?
Yes, I Excellent. Am.
Excellent.
Yeah, whereabouts on the M1 would you pick me up?
I have no idea. That's something that Mr. Hyper will get involved in that.
Cool. So, what's the day plan going to be like?
Well, we plan to get there round about midday-ish, about 12:30. Settle down, get our bags sorted, and probably go out for a bit of a stroll. Meet up with various people, and then go out, do a bit of war walking, do a bit of urban exploration, have some fun with access points, and maybe go off for lunch and go off for a drink. And then go off to the Birmingham 2600.
Yes.
Then have a bit more of a drink and a laugh with them. Discuss various things and probably take the piss out of them and probably get the piss taken out of us as well.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and then obviously find a bed for the night. And Sunday we'll be heading back to sunny London.
Sunny London. Yeah. I saw that link for the cheap accommodation on the forum.
Yes.
Yes. Is that the place we're going to be staying, or is that probably a different place?
I think it's the place we're going to be staying. I haven't actually reserved anything or so on. I guess it's up to everybody else to reserve their own place.
Yeah.
Or I from what I've heard, it's a shared double room, so it works out a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anything else happening lately? Oh yeah, how did the London 2600 go?
Well, that's not due in for another 2 weeks. We just had a kind of a mid-month meeting. It went very well. Yeah. It went very well. Just, various discussions about various things and future of Hack Voice, I guess. I'm getting a weird call in. 1 second. Hello. Hello. That was really weird.
What was that?
I just got a call and I could hear like some weird shit going on in the background. And then they're like, hello, Laura, please. You got the wrong number.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're running fast out of time.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you called in too late.
Yeah, well, I'll let you end it, yeah.
Cool. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Hope to hear from you soon.
Yeah, bye.
Take care, bye. Okay, so, gotta round the show off. Unless anybody has any more comments, suggestions?
Not from me.
Okay. So, good night from me, then.
And ta-ta from me. What? We'll be right back.
We are the robots.